May the 4th Cinco your drinko on your Taco Tuesday-o. This is the perfect pour-o.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am remotely Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yep, we're going to be hanging out with you. You know the drill. We're going to be drinking beers and hanging out.
Yeah.
Talking about some culture things. Listeners are going to call us and tell us stuff and record their own shows. And we're going to look out for some beer releases and give crackers to Louie. All that. Coming soon on this episode.
Right now.
Which is now. Before the
right
show.
Right now.
I was tailgating. Personal tailgating. Like a whole 10 minutes, man. Woo! Finally, has had to get into the game here. Weekend vibes.
How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
I don't know. Coronado Brewing's Weekend Vibes IPA.
Woo!
It's a nice IPA.
But it's Friday. Oh, it is the weekend. It's Friday.
It's all just weekend vibes, man. Yeah, Friday.
Well Woo! Played, sir.
What do you guys have right now? Were you drinking anything before the beer?
Yeah, I got some old raspy in my glass.
Oh, classic. Went with a classic.
Classic. You know, a nice 9% to warm things up.
Yeah, get things right.
Loosen the strings.
All right.
Relax. Relaxy the taxi.
What do you got over there in Studio B, Matt?
I'm drinking a Lookout right now.
Oh. Oh, man. That's Tioga Sequoia. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. Kiever Can Art. A collab between Kiever and Tioga Sequoia.
Aha.
Aha!
And I guess unintentional tailgate beer was General Sherman.
Oh.
Friend Sarita was out putting miles in for bike month. And I was like, hey, my house is only a couple miles from Palm. Should make a detour. And so we sat opposite each other on the driveway and had some Sherms.
Aw, isn't that nice? Yeah. I thought you were going to she's just going to ride by and you're just going to clap and you're like, woo, doing good.
Throw a cup of water.
Yeah, just throw some water.
That's probably the political thing to do. But
woo. Now,
cowbell.
Crossing the driveway is fine.
Yeah.
You're good. So I saw somebody on Twitter today or somebody who did like one of those drive-by birthdays, driveway birthdays. Man. But then, all the people, stopped and, got out and, started hanging out. I'm like, no, that's not the point. Why do a drive-by thing if you're going to actually stop and hang out? It's like, just have the party then if you don't care.
Yeah.
You're like, woo, drive-by. Well, let's stop.
Go ahead and get everybody sick while you're at it.
I can't help it. I've got to stop. All right, so we're all cut up. That's what we're drinking right now. I've got one waiting in the wings for the show. I probably should get to it now because it's not messing around. Oh. But,
Yeah, you're teasing us. What could this be?
We'll see. We will see.
No, do it now.
No, do it now. Make it now. So
I'm waiting.
Waiting for
whatever this is.
It's happening, don't worry. Culture. Hey, who's got some culture? Nick, would you like to share any culture?
Sierra Nevada is helping.
I'm helping.
We're helping. They make things in their lab for beer testing, and mm-hmm. it also turns out that it is useful to the COVID-19 testing. It's kind of nerd stuff, but it's a solution that preserves COVID-19 tests during transport to ensure accuracy. Ooh. Like, hey, we got a lot of this. You guys want some?
So Sierra's making viral transport medium.
Oh, you have solution. This too.
Yeah. And so they got the labs. They got the ultimate labs up there at the Sierras. The big lab guys. Sierras. So yeah, they're helping out. Good for them.
Good for them.
We got breweries.
Good guys, Sierra Nevada.
Breweries doing sanitizer, and now we got Sierra Nevada.
Have you guys used any homebrewed sanitizer?
I think I am. Like, they gave us some at work, and it smells like whiskey.
So
I'm like assuming, I don't know if it's from Riley's or what, but it's
holy
like
shit.
You smell them. It smells like a shot. You're about to do it. That same smell you get when you're about to do a shot. I'm not that versed on hard liquor, but I'm just like, oh, so I was like when in my 20s, when your friends would just make you do shots and you just had to do it. Like, for some reason,
I'm glad they don't do that now.
No, they don't do that now. But no, now I'm confident with, like, denying it. Like, no, dude, I'm not. I mean, unless they've already poured it and they're very convincing. But, you know, if somebody goes, hey, let's do shots, I now can feel confident going, nah, I'm not doing shots, man. But, you know, my 20s, like, if somebody said, like, I felt like it was lawful. Like, I'm lawfully obligated now to do the shot.
I just told you to do a shot.
Dude, I said do a shot. Oh, man, you're right. You're right. You told me to do a shot, so I have to do it. No matter how grotesque I find this, I have to do it.
Wow.
But, yeah, it smells. That's what it smells like. So I assume it's some brewery, either a brewery or somebody that made it.
Leftover.
Now I'm, like, worried. I'm around customers and, like, I'm like, whoa, that guy you sent out
here. Day drinking a little bit, huh?
He's pretty hopped up. Sorry, it's just a sanitizer, man.
Yeah, see, I'm bummed that there's a brand at Target right now because, you know, obviously they're just putting in stock whatever they can find. And it's called Art Naturals. Yeah, that one. And the two main ingredients are aloe vera and ethanol, and it says it's unscented, but it's kind of like what you're describing, Mikey.
Yeah, this is anything but unscented.
It stings the nostrils.
Yeah, I was like, it's rather pungent. I was like, can I get a buzz if I use this enough? Like, will it soak into my system?
Osmosis buzz?
Yeah, because it feels like it.
I was lucky enough that Herndon 99 Target one random Sunday had Germex in stock. Nice. They had it right by the front door too. They had this little gondola just sitting there, and it was just all the whole top shelf was just there, and it was one per customer.
That's surprising.
One only. So truly unscented. You can't tell what's going on, and you're good.
Yeah, right. Just got that nice alcohol smell.
Yeah,
rubbing alcohol smell.
Yeah,
not booze.
Not you must ethanol. You must have timed that right, but guys, I've yet to see it in store, like hand sanitizer in the store since this all happened.
It was a tip off when a coworker had gone there, so he messaged the group chat. He's like, "Hey, if you go to Target,
hey man, I got the good
stuff. They got the good stuff."
It wasn't like one of those guys on Facebook that was like, hey, heard of 99 Targets, got in stock.
Or like,
all eight of your.
I love
all. Oh, that was yesterday.
I love those guys that have already. They know it's out already, but they put it out there like, hey, man, I got 8 cans of this release. They just got there, Moreau Shell. I mean, it's gone, but here it is. They got it there.
Yeah, I got it.
My 8 household members individually bought this.
Yeah. And he just had seven different hats. He just kept going back.
I kind of questioned that the other day when I actually did self-checkout at Target. And I was I was wondering if I had like more than one item, was the register going to like go off and just be like, oh,
it could. But they always have one real person manning the self-checkout if they're paying attention.
I mean, yeah. I just felt like they just didn't care. I was like, I probably had two of something. They're just like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, man. He's cool.
He's a brewery guy.
Look at his beard. Let him go.
He's all right. You couldn't see my beard, bro. I was wearing my scarf.
Wow. His face poncho.
Yes. Now everybody looks like they're wearing a beard.
Oh, yeah. Where's the beard face mask? So everybody has a hipster beard. Why isn't that a thing?
Why isn't there a chewy one?
Yeah.
It's a chewy face.
Chewbacca face. So everybody's just going to become Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. The Mandalorian's just, he can walk around in this all day. He's good.
Yeah. And he's like, this is the way.
Well done. Well done, Nick.
Yeah.
Did you have some more culture?
Waiting on that season two.
Yeah, baby. Glad they found it.
Well, you know, because I'm always on top of breaking news, I just found out that this Altogether worldwide collaboration has their own website.
Okay.
Altogether.beer. And you can go there and see all the breweries that have participated. Oh. They tell you how to make it, how to label it. And then they put you on their map. So 749 breweries are now participating in the all-togetherness.
Is Tioga making an all-together?
Nope.
Ooh, they would not want to be together or all.
We do. But, you know, we're also trying. It's like we already had like two dozen beers in motion. So you know, and the brew schedule's pretty far out. By the time we would have been able to put it in, it probably wouldn't have been out till like late June. So,
all right, I'll take that. Does that have the paret? Like, you have to make a specific style, like that Sierra Nevada one.
On the website? Guys, to give you the recipe.
You guys do know we covered this, right?
Right. Yeah. Matt talked about it, but I didn't know there was a site. Was there a site then, Matt, when you talked about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about there's more now.
Oh,
we talked about some participating breweries, and they give you an East Coast or a West Coast style guidelines. Obviously, you could do whatever you want, but they had given you both of those.
Oh, so you can completely ignore their style suggestions.
Don't do it.
No, make it East Coast or West Coast. Look at that. Put them all together. And the portion of the proceeds go to laid off worker charities for workers that have been laid off or just not working. What else?
You want more?
I want more.
All right. California Wild Ales crafts 12 beers for Star Wars themed May the 4th event. Do you want the names of these beers?
Yeah. California Wild Ales. Is that San Diego? Where's that from?
I don't know. It's in the West Coaster SD, so
okay, maybe. Probably. I feel like that's a San Diego brewer.
All right. May the 4th be with Yuzu.
Oh, because Yuzu. Okay.
Han Solo Quat.
Oh. They're really, really, I'm just not down with the ingredients more than
okay.
Names.
No loquat beer for you?
Nah, not hankering for loquat beer.
All right. Padme Alamandala.
I like that they use Padme. Try at least attempted to. Padme Amandala? Man, they're really struggling with their tie-ins here.
Is that, are these reaching?
Yeah.
Well, oh, but wait, there's more.
All right.
Chubucha?
That's good. I haven't seen that yet. Okay. That one got me.
The Mangalorian.
Oh, okay. That's probably the
fresh mango.
That's probably the 20th one that's been made of called the Mangalorian, I feel like. This Mangalorian theme.
Oh, I get it now. Okay. Bananakin Skywalker.
Ha ha.
Bananas and toffee.
Wow, I don't think Nix wants that one.
Yeah, gimme. Oh, here you go. Mango Fett. That one's really reaching.
Mango Fett. Okay.
The dark side. I mean, really. Barrel aged golden sour.
Pretty sure that's the 1,000th beer named the dark side.
The dark side. Imperial side. Stormtrooper.
You join the dark side. Or die. Imperial what, Trooper? I'm sorry.
Imperial.
Aha.
Julian Pears and Saigon Cinnamon.
Oh, jeez. Making really bad ingredients choices just to wedge in a Star Wars name, guys.
What? They're wedging. Emperor Palpatine.
All right. That one got me.
I can get down with that one.
That one got me. It's like really obvious, but I have not heard that one before, so it got me. Emperor Palpatine.
And Darth Sidious.
All right. I don't think I've heard that one either. They mixed some good simple ones in there with the terrible ingredient tie-in ones.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your May the 4th right. Beer theme.
And like also Emperor with you. Palpatine the best.
There you go.
I want that. I'm looking out for Emperor Palpatine. Anyone wants to send us some? That's your culture, Nick.
That's my culture, all please. Right. Thank you.
Matty boy, what you got?
Still in lockdown. Nothing's changed.
Lockdown.
I'm locked.
I'm locked. And phase I'm down.
Phase two is could roll out as soon as Friday. But
what's that mean?
It's just that's just going to affect mainly restaurants and other low risk businesses to do curbside, but that doesn't mean tap rooms or anything.
You guys are already doing that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, we're on lockdown through the month, so. Yeah, ain't nobody doing shit. Supposed to be.
Wow.
All the traffic's returned now. Everyone's out.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, farmer's market was packed on Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess it was Cinco de Mayo related, but like I went to the store on Tuesday and I had not seen it that busy. Like during this whole pandemic, wow. I had not seen it that busy. The lines are like into the aisles and I'm just like, what the hell's going on? I was like, I guess. Yeah.
What is this, normalcy?
Yeah, see? So, I don't know. Nobody's staying home anymore. It's just anarchy out there now.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. So, I would say there's popular Twitter account and beer writer Beer Babe on Twitter. She asked the question, what's your favorite beer to drink outside. We're now in patio season.
A cold one.
Do you have a favorite, like one specifically, or a favorite style? You're like, when you're out there afternoon, sitting out there in a patio and in the afternoon, you're like, would you even still go stout, Nick? Would you still stout it? Set it out.
Yes, like? I would say 50-50 stout or double IPA.
What? Double?
Yeah.
But we're talking about daylight. We're just out there in the patio in the daylight. It's early.
I'm sorry. Untwist your panties?
Yeah.
Yeah, last Friday was finished off my 4-pack of that Grand National from Alvarado. That is pretty fantastic as a patio beer. Good afternoon happy hour.
Woohoo! Well, that's pandemic, man. Do it. Drink big beers in the on the patio big in the guy. Day.
Woohoo! I'm drinking.
Is that your and overall in general? Are you're good with having stouts? Outside.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Yeah. I got Light Fighters and Old Rasputins in the fridge all the time. And some of that Velvet Leisure Suit from Alvarado. And then other than that, it's been doubles like the Grand National and is Orderville a double? I don't know.
Orderville's.
Yeah, DDH Orderville.
Feels like that's a maybe like a 7-2.
That might be a single. Yeah,
maybe it's a single. I think it's an in-betweener. It's a tweener.
Tweener?
It's a single and a half.
Perfect. A 1.5. Yeah, that's my range right now.
Wow.
Beer-wise.
All right. And you make it through to the evening. Are you got your day drinking down so professionally that you can still make it through and like go to bed at a normal time, or do you go to bed?
I don't think I've start well because I'm still working at the office. I don't start before 5 o'clock, so I don't know how far I could make it. I know our evenings have been getting longer. Like we don't eat dinner until after 8:30 now.
Oh wow.
So if we start happy hour at 5 or 5:30, we're outside until about 8:30, and then come in for some dinner. So, yeah, making it pretty solid.
All right. Professional.
Whoa.
Matt, do you have a specific beer or style you like to have outside, hanging out in the elements?
It depends on the situation. Last Sunday, the afternoon beer was a Black Butte Porter, something sessionable, something full flavor. But something like today where it's like all responsibilities are done. It's just, coasting through the evening. General Sherman.
Sure.
Yep.
Standard IPA. Is that 6-7?
7-5.
Ah, damn it. I felt embarrassed. I didn't know that.
6-7 would be our Valley Haze or Fulton Street.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Please remove one sweep the board from your
No! I was doing it for the newsletter, but I was drawing out my own board in my notebook. My own top board. I was sweeping that board. Sweeping it.
Oh, yeah. What's the personal beer garden update?
Looks like Mikey
update.
Top board. Yes. I haven't done anything, but...
No construction projects lately?
No, but I'm planning on it. I've been worried about trying to get my pool pump working again, so... I haven't been able to do any fun things yet. But this weekend, it's going to be hot.
Green pools are not fun.
It's going to be hot, so it's going to be full bore.
Oh, is this the first time in the pool?
Pool season has begun. Yeah, we haven't been in the pool yet, so this weekend it's going to be in 90s. So,
well, there you go. So what's your first pool beer?
Oh, this will be my decision this weekend. It'll be a very big one. Should I go?
Keep in mind.
Does Tioga have anything new coming up this weekend I should think about? Anything? No, just the same stuff.
Beers. Mikey, are you trying to do some insider trading right now?
Yeah.
We've already posted our two new beers.
For this week?
Yeah.
What was it?
Matt's unimpressed with our paying attention.
Were the IPAs called
pails? You're Under a Rock and
French Toast. Called it French Toast.
We have a coconut French toast stout, and we have a maple coffee stout called All the Mornings. It's bourbon barrel aged. Yeah.
Those are my cellar beers that I went through during this pandemic. I have no more cellar beers now. Maple barrel age sounds like Nick's kind of day drinking beer.
And then the 2 weeks after, we have different fruit infused beers coming up. Those will be
from the fruits.
Sunday, one will be announced. And then the following week, another one will be announced. And then we get closer to June. So that means Summer Vibes is coming back.
Summer Vibes.
And I heard from a bird that Uncle Nelson might be coming by for Summer Vibes. Don't know yet. We'll see. I got to see.
Anything's possible.
I love gold. Until
I see the build sheet, I don't know.
I just opened up a beer donated to the show that I will be enjoying. From Burning Barrel, independent brewer Burning Barrel. This is called Supreme Being. It's a triple IPA crowler. Dun, 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 dun.
What? How did you end up with the triple?
Somebody had to do it. So I'm like,
yeah, I'm right here.
I'm like, well, fudge. I guess I'm going to have to do it. Sorry, Nick.
Brian's box.
Yeah.
Godspeed, my friend.
Wazoo Corvette. We'll
see you on the other side.
Yeah. We'll see if the show is, see if we can land the show. You guys are going to have to probably finish the show, just so you know.
This might just be the second show that I never makes it.
I hope you're doing a backup recording, Matt. Might need it this time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
From here forward.
Oh, boy. Yes, better start.
Actually, I didn't start it this week, so I don't have controls for that.
Oh, you got to be the one that initiated, huh?
You could do it. Initiate launch.
Let me see. I don't know. That's scaring me. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to hit start record and see what happens. Oh, there it goes. It's recording.
I'm just going to push up my glasses real quick.
Recording got to look good. Yeah, that's what I always look like. So yeah, cheers and thanks, Wazoo Corvette.
Corvette.
He dropped off another package to Beer Guard. So,
oh my God, you gotta let it sit for 3 days so the COVID gets off of it.
Oh yeah, now you shake it real hard and it falls off.
That is not a medical recommendation. It's not a real thing. The perfect pour is not
considering he's in a medical field. I'd assume he knows the ins and outs.
I do,
but
sure he does.
He has to also remember that I'd have to remember to put it in my vehicle, so it will be a week before it leaves work.
This is a good beer, guys. Sorry, damn it. Now I feel guilty.
Damn.
For a triple IPA. I'd like to place another warning out there that this is really easy to drink for a triple. So we'll see what we can see what I can do, guys. But you guys might be having to finish this show.
And that's cheers. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for joining us. Come on, right, guys. It's going to be fun. Have you guys ever seen a tank? You guys ever seen a real tank?
Please visit mikey.snapchat.us.
I'm on the Snapchats. I would like session pale. I like pails, basically.
Session pails. Are you trying to get the show back
during
on track?
During my day drinking, I like the pails. I'm fond of a pail.
No Pilsner, huh? It's not a Pilsner summer.
That it is when I will do enjoy them. I would still not take them over a pail, but I would if I have lagers or pilsners around. That would be the time when I do have them. Outside
the pail sesh?
Right. We'll go for them then.
Is there a sesh mixed pack?
Oh, that would be awesome. Somebody needs to do that.
Or is it variety pack?
Depends on your region, where you're calling from. So there we go.
West Coast?
I'm calling from the West Coast.
Yes, I'm calling from the West Coast, where things are hoppy. Could you please send some? Uh-oh, man down. If I call you
tonight. Manny's going through some stuff. Right? Leave you
Is that a new Paul?
No, that's his alt. That's his variant.
This is variant.
And since I can't access this from when I'm doing the voicemails right at the moment because of this whole our setup, I'm going to just play this, and this is going to cover us in case you guys don't have this.
Keep up the good work.
It'll be needed later, I'm sure. But
that's the umbrella. Keep up the good work.
Yep. Just want to get that in there. And you can get on your own voice on the show. Don't be afraid. We won't hurt you. We'll just talk over you. 559-492-0542. That's the Dorktown Network's voicemail line. And you can
we're good at talking over.
Oh, yeah. We're great. We are the best. And you can also just record something on your smartphone. We even accept your own 3-minute podcast. If you're like, I want to make a 3-minute beer podcast, we are here for you to play, to get exposure. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Email that file to us. We like to keep things under 3 minutes. Otherwise, we just start drinking heavily while the voicemails are going, and then before you know it, things have gotten out of hand. So we're going to start off with the emailed voicemails this week. And this one comes in from a gentleman I think we'll recognize.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course, not driving. But I will be driving later to Zach's.
That's right.
Pick me up some 4-packs. That's right. That is right. So I'm still not caught up at all. I have trouble listening to the show if I'm not in the car. Something always distracts me because I want to pay attention. I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And there's always something that's going to distract me, especially when I'm working from home. It'll just be background noise. And I don't want to do that to you guys. I take your podcast too seriously. Nice. So I think I'm going to have to just listen to it every time I make these short trips to the store, grocery store, to Zach's, wherever, and get caught up that way. But I also don't like doing that either because I like a trip that's at least a half hour or more. You know?
It's got to be like to enjoy.
I'll find a way, guys. I'll find a way. There's a will, time there's
start,
a way.
Start shopping in
Kermit. So somewhere else that I'm going to go today.
There you go. That's an idea.
I am going to go to BC's Pizza and Beer. I'm going to get that spicy Thai pizza. Yeah. It's fun. And I'm going to maybe fill up a growler or two. That's fun, too.
Check your dates.
I don't know. So, again, sorry I haven't been keeping up with the show.
Scotty.
I'm gonna try. I'll find a way to catch up on the shows. I'm missing out on all the fun, I know. But that's about all I have is, yeah, Zach's. I'm going to Zach's to get beer. Going to BC's to get pizza and beer. And that's about it. I guess that's all I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my garden. How does my garden grow, you may be wondering. So, garden is getting started.
Yeah.
It's in the works. I am going to plant a buttload chili peppers. And you know what? I'm also planting corn, both red and blue corn, but on opposite sides of the house so they don't cross-pollinate. And guess what I might use? I might make myself a little lager.
Oh, my God.
I might dry some corn and put it in my beer or something. I don't know. But anyway, keep up the great work. Sanger.
I don't think that's how it's done, but all right, Sky B, we'll accept it. Singer. Singer. I think Sky B should only be growing beer-related vegetation.
Yeah. His own barley?
Yeah, own barley.
Homegrown barley.
Own hops, own...
Two row or six row?
Oh, six row, bro. More rows are better, right?
Yeah.
Gotta have more rows. If you want some grapefruit, Scotty Beak, just come on by. We've got all stages of grapefruit.
Sculpin?
Nope.
Do you have the sculpin? Version, yeah.
Oh,
you grow that one, yeah.
The kings and queens, kings and convicts, sculpin. It's not out yet, but it's coming. Whoa.
Spoiler
alert! I know, spoiler alert. I'm getting a message from producer Becky. She's trying to produce the show right now. And I'm not
turn
having it.
Turn it down.
Turn it down. Turn the show down.
Turn it down.
All right.
I can hear Nick all the way from over there. Turn it down.
She's in her producer Becky chair. We got one email from Paul. Hey, guys. With all this time on my hands, I've been able to go through all the song ideas I recorded on my phone. I came across this one from November. And it just shows how much things have changed in such a short time. But these were the things that seemed important 5 months ago. A simpler, more innocent time. Love, wow. Paul.
Now New Belgium's been falling. True UB is not calling. What is the world coming to now? Now Thanksgiving is coming. Buttigieg is running. Who will you be voting for now?
Wow, I like it.
Aw, that's a nice little ditty. Back when things were, think the world was different and simpler. No, I'll get that song on the Paul music page, perfectpoorpod.com/Paul. It's just that simple, perfectpoorpod.com/Paul. You can check out all the music we have for Paul. And soon the new song will be up there. So thank you for that, Paul. Keep up the good work, guy.
Heard it here first, and you got a new Music Friday.
Music Friday. What's going to be from Paul from Fairfax? What new song are we going to hear? And we go to traditional voicemails.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's everybody doing?
We're okay. Jay. What's up, Jay?
We're good.
Calling in. So
Hops underscore Hound.
Spent most of the day today, Sunday, over at my buddy's house. A couple of us got together, had a big brew day. Really nice weather. It was a perfect day for doing everything. Got finished cleaning up, had dinner, and cracked open a bottle of Pliny the Younger.
What?
Oh, that's it?
Damn. That is a phenomenal beer. And it, I mean, so I, a couple years ago, my first time I had Pliny the Elder, lived up to the hype. Younger, oh, man. Absolutely lives up to the hype. Fantastic. One of them asked, I also get one of my buddies.
I agree.
Felt good about the trade and absolutely 100% felt it. I mean, I got a lot of good, you know, all the, a few of the good Russian rivers in the course that, compared to what I sent, I would have sent a few more probably, to be honest, just to get that bottle. But,
that was great. An older bottle.
Jim, thanks, man. It was awesome. We are even kind of got talking, thinking about maybe might have to make a trip out there for next year's release, just so we can get our hands on some more. But
there won't be a next year. It's
hope everyone's, all you guys staying safe.
This is it. This is last year.
This is it. Last year.
Looking
for
out
years.
For one another. And so, cheers, guys. Wash your hands.
Oh,
keep up the good work. Guys.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
I guess I have
guys.
To now.
Bye.
And we have to keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
I would say
once they say it, we have to do it.
Does keep up the good work last for 20 seconds? Yeah, play keep up the good work like 3 times before you can stop washing your hands. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, that's about 8 seconds. Yeah, you got to play like 3 times. Yeah. And then
2 more. Okay. Then you're safe. Right. You're safe to reemerge into the world.
Right. I want a video of somebody using Keep Up the Good Work as they wash their hands, please. Thanks, Jay.
Hey, so guys.
It's
May
Paul.
The 4th be with you.
And also with
and
you.
And happy Cinco de Mayo. Nevada.
Why is Paul saying Nevada? Where is he at? Oh, he's doing,
lost in Elko.
Yeah. Maybe he's doing one of his drives from Marin to Colorado. Colorado. He's out there in the boonies of Nevada.
Yeah. He's on the state border and he calls in. Which does he choose?
He just drives out, just bored. He's like, well, let's drive to Nevada. I don't care.
Yeah. They got a Popeye's chicken out here.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Tony Bags.
Hi. Thank you, Phil.
Aww.
And we're,
oh, my gosh.
What day is it?
We're just hanging out here in the quarantine.
What day is it?
I joined the ranks of the quarantine.
Nobody knows.
But just wanted to give you guys a call and say hi and let you know what we're looking out for. You know what we're looking out for, guys?
What?
What are you looking out for, Michelle?
What? Hold on, people.
Ooh, that sounds like a sexy new can.
What is that sexy new can?
It is a Kilo new can release. Oh, wait. The first can release.
All right.
Today. Ooh.
Today. Friday. Today.
Today.
Oh, yeah,
and
Friday.
What's also super cool about
fun
this
fact,
can release?
It's fun. It's going to be released fun. In the Fresno.
What? In the Ono. And you what? Can pick it up at such fine retail locations as insert street name here, Shell. And
Maroa.
Wow.
3-letter Maroa. Liquor in Clovis.
MGA.
We've got to figure out the 3 letters. I just can't say it.
I'm new.
That's scavenger hunt.
Oh.
But
oh, sorry,
way to go, Mike.
Damn it!
You ruined it.
And hopefully, one day, maybe soon, we'll see you guys on the Friday Zooms. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
I've been on them probably more than you, Tony Bags.
Let you guys know that if you're in Fresno, please go pick up some Kilo and
we should say what it is. It's a milkshake tangerine
IPA.
Milkshake
on Wednesday. Nick is all in.
Not looking out for
milkshake.
When do we start the not looking out?
A review for next week's voicemail so we can hear them and see what you guys think.
Make sure to untap it so we know who did what.
And as always, keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
So when do we start the unlooking out for segment of the show?
You know what? You're not looking out for that beer?
That's a milkshake.
Up your eye.
Son of a milkshake.
Oh, come on, dude. Dude, come on.
Dude, it's wrong, dude.
No, I did. Yeah, come on. I've been on two of the Friday Get Its.
Nice. Yeah.
The virtual Get Its. And
virtual.
If you want, let me see if I can find. If you want to know more information about the Get, I'm assuming this is going to be the same for this week, but hopefully Jazz.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jazz.
Jay.
This is Jazz.
Aw, shit. Yeah.
Virtual Get It, going down this Friday. Yeah. Lockdown edition. You know how we do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, yo. This Friday, Virtual Get It. So, probably wondering how to get in on this. Easy. Hit me up on Untap, Mr. Jazz, and I'll give you all the details. That's M to the R to the J to the A to the Z. Simple as that, yo.
Peace. And he's gonna do the Portland bit. I feel like
okay. I'll wait. We'll wait for it.
Portland.
Portland. Yeah, he did it.
Yeah. Oh, complete with echo.
There you go. Message.
I like his promos. Message. He's got good promos.
Yeah. No. Message, Mr. Jazz. You want to get on those Friday gets? They go. Like, it starts at 5 o'clock Pacific. And I feel like they go until about 11 o'clock. So you got a good, nice window of just to jump in. Do you guys didn't get in on that last Friday? Because I didn't either.
No, I've missed them.
Oh, man.
That is.
Come on.
I'll try this Friday. That'd be fun.
Yeah, get in there. Do a little surprise. Da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Sorry. There's a cat outside the studio. Becky's trying to save the cat's life right now from Louie. She called me up and left me a message. I don't know why I don't have that.
Wow. Okay.
I still haven't adjusted to this virtual recording of us all in different places. Not everything should be as it should be.
Yeah, you'll figure it out by 400.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is a page. The Paul, perfectpoorpods.com/Paul. It's got, you know, if anybody else goes, okay. What's next? Is it this one? I don't know if I'm going to pick the wrong one or not here. Probably. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good, right?
That's as close as we've ever got.
Professional podcast. Ah, there we go. Now we're in.
That's what she said.
I'm drinking a triple. She did. She's like, finally. There you go. You got it there, kid. You're in.
Way to go.
What happened? Right?
All right.
Wow. A cat walked. Yeah, guys, you'll enjoy this. A cat walked into the studio as we were recording, and somehow Louis did not notice, but luckily producer Mickey did. So I assume was looking for Matt.
Matt Cat.
He's like, is Matt here? Meow, 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 meow.
Sure. Send him my way.
All right. Say, Matt's a couple miles away. Yeah, keep walking. Are you guys looking out for any beers? Matt, are you looking out for something?
Not really.
Man, you're in lockdown mode up for everything, huh?
Well, I did send out a message to the guys, and I think I sent a message to you guys, yes. And I didn't get a response.
Society? So, you're looking out for some society beer to be delivered to you?
I said if there was room in the budget, society is shipping beer.
No!
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I'm sure they're too expensive for us.
That reminds me, I got to try to remember my PayPal password.
Oh, yeah, you might have some little cash on there.
Yeah.
You can buy all the society you want there within reason. So Matt's looking out for society to send us some beers. I think you said that right. You're saying send the show beers, Society Brewing. Yep.
Sure.
Nick, are you looking out for something?
Yeah. You know that thing Matt talked about, the all together beer?
Yes.
Moxa is doing one. Ooh. That's a West Coast double IPA with Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic, and New Zealand hops.
New Zealand. It's New Zealand.
It's 8% ABV.
Hey, it's 8% ABV, guys. Come on.
Yeah. $6.99. Ooh, 22 for a 4-pack.
The all together beers are hitting the market now. They're starting to, they've been done for, their fermenting is done and they're starting to get out there. Moxa is leading the way, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do it. Get it, girl.
That's one of my looking out fors as well, because I saw they said Simcoe and Citra. So I'm like, all right. I'm in.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That's what you like in your beer, huh?
Sure.
I heard Simcoe, Citra. I think Matt's coming to get that cat. I don't see him on the video anymore.
He's like, what? Cat?
Cat?
Studio? Yes. I'm there.
BRB.
He still misses the JJ.
Oh, ooh. The original studio cat.
Original studio cat.
And Jovi.
Yeah, Jovi and JJ. And the elusive rogue. Was there another one you had, Nick?
No, that was all. Okay. Well, there is another one. I wish it wasn't hazy, but it's oh man, it's a Mario Brothers reference. I think it's Mario Tart.
It's tart. It says tart, and it's a hazy.
But it's a hazy.
Did you say Mario Shart?
Mario Shart. That's a whole nother game. Never trust a fart. Where did it go? I don't see it anymore.
You've been around a long time.
It's a series from 8-bit.
It
is Mario Tart. Mario Tart Kettle Sour with fresh pine.
Well, you thought it was an IPA.
I did. I don't know why I thought that.
Well, now you might actually look out for it then.
Maybe I will. Maybe a good sour Mario Tart. Maybe I will.
Okay. I'm the only one drinking a triple IPA here, guys. Come on.
I know. Well, I could be helping you, but you brought this to me.
Sorry.
There you go. There's my looking out for.
All right. Well, the only thing I'd like to add is this week's In Humble Sea, looking out for, the Fog Father. And this is a triple IPA, a foggy triple IPA with Citra. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. Apparently, I might be in trouble here. Citra Moteca and Rakua?
Motec.
How do you pronounce that, Matt? Rakawa?
Hop? Rakuten.
Rakuten hop.
I prefer Raku.
Raku! It's like Shaq Fu, but Raku. And I'm recycling another looking out for that I've previously added, but I've never had it. Still haven't had it, and I keep seeing this cool-ass can. It's in a label buy from Half Acre, the Tome. Or Tome. I don't know how it's pronounced.
Tome.
But Tome. It's like a 70s kind of sunset. And it's just, I bet it would look cool in my cans, within my can displays.
Wow.
That's enough.
How many times has somebody walked in and said, nice cans?
To me?
Yeah.
That's not good. I gotta start doing some chefs, more working on my chest.
Gotta work on that chest.
Yeah. I'm doing my legs. Too much legs.
Ah, you did not skip leg day.
Yeah.
Chest day. Ooh,
I skipped chest day too much. You guys doing all right with your beers?
Oh, yeah. No, we're just letting the awkward silence linger.
All right.
Speaking of awkward silences, how is Bells these days?
Bells is good. I was on a Zoom with Bells recently.
Wow. You Zoom Bells.
Yeah. He's at home. He has not been able to work. You guys know his work. He has been closed this whole time, so he's just been at home.
Think of that.
At home in Clovis.
I will send the message.
I've been trying to entice him. I was like, you work for a beer? Yes.
You work for a beer. He's like, I can't. Well, dude, I've been trying to bug him because he keeps getting, all he gets is Sierra Nevada, a hazy little thing delivered to him from his groceries, and that's all he gets. I'm like, dude, are you not fucking sick to death of hazy little thing by now? No, dude, I'm fine. I'm like, well,
I'm fine.
Like, you could just order some Tioga, get sent to you. No, I'm good. It's like he's just drinking a hazy little thing all day, every day.
Wow.
He's going to go crazy.
Pliny the Elder's in Fresno. He knows that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he had Valley Haze, he would see the light.
I guess he hasn't had
Valley Haze.
Yeah, because when I sent him his birthday package, that Valley Haze hadn't come out yet. So, yeah, he probably hasn't had that one yet. He'd enjoy it. Come on, Bells.
Enjoy.
Order some Tioga. Go out, guy.
Like I told him, two coats of wax, and I'd pay him in beer.
Yep.
Two coats of wax, right?
I'm on the second coat now. Now, Biff.
Wow.
Wow. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That is an app that beer drinkers can use to display how many beers they have been drinking. Did you drink anything this week, Matt?
I did.
Oh, good. That's going to help out this segment a lot.
Thanks for asking.
All right, you're welcome.
A lot of repeats. Pretty much General Sherman, Valley Haze, this
Valley Haze.
And I think that's about it. I meant to drink a lime Zorro for Cinco de Mayo, but I didn't do that.
That sounds like a new segment you just came up with. Mint to drink. Hey, what did you mean to drink this week, Matt?
On standby.
But you had too much going on, and you're like, nah, I can't get to that lime Zorro today. Next year, maybe.
No lime for you.
No.
Or just like I...
No is. Superman, no here. Yeah, or Valhaze is just too good then.
When you're only going to have a couple beers each night or one beer each night, you try to make it count. You don't just try to go, well, I just wasted that beer.
Yeah, that was a waste of 250 calories and $7.
Nobody cares.
Not that it's a bad beer. It could just be the beer not the beer I want.
Right. Nick, that was beer to beer 87, the Nick 80 on Untappd. What would we have seen you drink this week?
Wow.
Yours. Don't do that, Nick. God dang it.
Holy shit.
I'm the one drinking triples.
You're the tripler. I don't remember. Oh, like I said earlier, I have my Grand National from Alvarado. That was nice.
Yeah.
What other happy hour beers did I have?
At your house, you have specifically, you're like, hey, you make it into a thing. Like, this is happy hour. Woo!
Yeah, because my wife works from home now. I am working at the office. So Friday has become like her... her getting out of the house is us going into the front yard and drinking.
Oh, man.
And so
I want to be your guy's neighbor now. Oh, man. Yeah, I want to be so the guy that lives across the street. We wave at all the neighbors
walking by.
Hey.
And,
you're like my dad. Oh, my dad knows every single person that walks by the house. Hey, how nice. You doing? Good to see ya.
Yeah. Living the dream.
Huh?
Living the dream.
All right.
Yeah. Another day in paradise. You got to use all the catchphrases.
Huh?
Another day in paradise.
Well, is that dog walking you or are you walking that dog? Huh?
That's right. That's right. Working harder than a ugly stripper in a... Yeah.
Yeah. Use some stripper references with your neighbors.
That's right.
Please do that. Oh, did you see any strippers? Strippers?
Stripper.
What are you doing? I'm trying to do banter, honey. Banter.
I'm relating to the youths.
I'm trying to do youth banter. Okay? Yeah. He looked younger.
I love this stuff.
He was on a skateboard, okay? I was trying to relate. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Honey, maybe you just don't need to talk to everyone that goes by on the street. Well, they love it.
Working harder than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Woo! They love that one. That's a good one.
Oh, that's a solid throwback.
You used that last week, honey. Well, not on that guy.
Maybe they. I don't think they heard me. I don't think they heard it. They didn't laugh, so they must not have heard it.
They didn't hear it. They did like a polite life, like you act like you heard it, but you didn't hear it, and you just want to keep walking. Yeah. They did that. This time they're gonna hear.
I mean, these are culturally sensitive references right now. I mean,
it's COVID, man. Anything goes. You can all neighborhood banter, whatever. You can say whatever you want. Where are we?
I don't know.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know. Matt was gonna say something. I was waiting for Matt to come up with something, and now
what were we just talking about?
Dug my own hole. Neighborhood banter, Matt. Walking. Happy hour. Personal happy hours on Friday. Being Nick's neighbor, living across the street from Nick, and watching them just hang out on their front yard on Fridays.
Yep.
Ooh, getting plastered.
on the front yard. Say, hey, it was all related
honey,
to
that. Honey, they're outside now. Like, here we go. Watch the big guy. He's gonna start talking to all the neighbors, and then he's not gonna know where he's at for a while. He's gonna piss in the bushes here. Watch. He's gonna piss in the bushes here. No, he's not. He wouldn't do that. He's going to do it. I saw him do it last week.
This is not what I was trying to bring up, which I hope that comes okay. back to me. But yes. I'm on the next door app, the neighborhood drama show.
Please let me know. And, please tell me they saw you and talking about you.
So I've been hoping for that because it's like I've been riding my bike and I have like about four different paths. So I've been riding and so I'm waiting for somebody to be like bearded dude, mostly dressed in black, riding by my house. So I want to comment on it and be like, that's me just trying to get exercise.
That's me. Thanks for being an asshole. Sorry, I'm getting exercise by your house.
Thanks, Deborah.
Shaggy fella in tattered clothing, except for a really nice brewery sweater, riding by.
Except for $40 brewery hoodie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes they'll report broken windows and stuff like that, and sometimes they'll curse out the governor. But I was like, can I just be right in the middle?
Gavin Newsom! He's got these bearded people driving their bikes by my house!
Red Frank's all over that thing.
Oh, gosh. Red Frank has been chomping at the bit to get back on there.
Wow.
That poor guy.
Oh, my. Oh. He's got some backed up.
He keeps emailing Dorktown every day. Poor gentleman. Maybe he'll pop up somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Haven't popped up on the app. Kind of disappointed.
Oh, so watch for the happy hour on Friday is at Nick and Karen's front yard.
Personal beer garden.
Yeah.
We're distancing.
Oh, I might have to ride my bike back by there. Just see what happens.
You'll get a wave and a smile.
A wave. Oh.
And possibly a crude reference.
Hey. Insert crude reference here. Okay, man. Thanks. Fuck. Ben Kaji.
I see the tripla set in.
The tripla. The tripla.
In Russia, triple drinks you.
In Russia, triple IPA is getting drunk off you. Oh, I'd like to accept my new friend, Agent L. I've just accepted a new friend, guys, on the Untapped.
Wow.
What did I do? Let's see what I did. Oh, I had a Citra Dream by New Glory Craft Brewery. It was a Sacramento brewery, and I had a Citra Dream. I was slightly disappointed. It's still a good beer. But I mean, being a huge fan of Citra, I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be so awesome!" I end up being, pretty good.
Oh,
and I had that still working on that field work stuff. I had the Dreaming in Neon. Yeah. It's the best of the field work beers I bought. That Dreaming in Neon, really good. Gosh, was this since the last show? I had no idea. Zach's Brewing. I don't know if you heard of these guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
These upstart kids down there in the brewery district, Zach's Brewing, they've got a good system going for their pickups. You can order it online and then just similar to Tioga Sequoia, you can order it online, go drive up in their parking lot, formerly the beer garden, now a takeout parking lot. And you can text them. You're out there and like, hey, come bring me my beer. And they just come out, bring you your beer. You don't have to touch nothing. Don't touch a damn thing. And
nope. I had no touchy.
Foggy the 13th. Mm-hmm. Very good beer.
And is that a personal reco?
A personal reco. And producer Becky had their one of the sours. The Dovid? Is that right?
Oh no.
What the Dvok is going
yeah,
on?
Yes, Dvok. Yeah, she loves that beer. So producer Becky recommending Dvok is going on. And what else? That's pretty much. Oh, I have to something. I have a confession to Matt.
Has she had cherry gurgans though?
I don't think so.
Ooh, if you like Dvok, you would probably like cherry gurgans. Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna have to get. Is it still there? Do you know?
I think it is. It's newer than the Dvok.
She would like that. I was saving a beer for Matt because this is right up Matt's alley, but I had a bad day where I was out of beer and this was the only beer left. So I was like,
read as any like, day.
Sorry, Matt. the Casa de Citra from Fieldwork, that Citra lager. I was like, I had specifically put a Taiga Sequoia koozie around it. As to mark it in my brain.
Distract you from drinking.
Yeah, I'm like, this is Matt's beer. It's got a Taiga Sequoia, and I put it in the back. Oh, but, you know, I had a day where, you know what? I needed a beer, and I'm not going to leave the house. This is the only beer in there. So, sorry, man.
I needed a beer.
So, it's all gone.
Barley wine was not an option.
All my field work is gone.
Sadness.
It's very sad. So, there you go.
So... Not the question I can't remember, but I remembered another question.
Please
that I
remember this before recently. We're done.
Mikey.
Yes.
Rise of the Skywalker's out. Mm-hmm. Have you watched it at home?
Of course. Of course. Yes.
Did you have a beer?
I'm sure I did, but I can't remember what it would have been.
Okay. Mikey, if you were to watch Rise of the Skywalker at home, what kind of beer would you pair with it?
if you have seen it before, I would go big. Go double and just throw down. If you have not seen it, if it's your first viewing, stay light. Get lagers, stay light, get focused. But if you've seen
like
it before.
Like a Citra lager?
Sure.
Is that what you're trying to
say? Sure. Yeah.
Is that why you needed it?
Maybe. It feels like Matt knows what beer I drank while I watched it, and I have no idea. Matt's like, I know which beer you drank, dude.
Yeah.
No, Rise of Skywalker, I actually bought the Blu-ray, and I regret it. Don't buy the Blu-ray. It's a piece of shit Blu-ray. Because it has like nothing on it almost. And then now it's on Disney Plus. And I already subscribed to Disney Plus. So like it's been utterly worthless to have the Blu-ray now to me. Because I have Disney Plus. So whatever.
Well, if only you had the VHS box set.
Yes. I'd be totally into that.
That was tossing it over to the brother, but I think he froze and or is not here.
Oh, shit. He has. Nick is frozen, guys. You guys.
Or he's just.
You, or this or the show can't see, but Nick is frozen in time or he's really good at freezing.
Maybe the old Rasputin just hit him like a freight train.
He's just like. It just put him in shock. You put him, locked him up. Well,
my reference was he has the three VHS box set of the 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, okay. So. Well, that's the one to have. Uh-oh. Oh, now Nick's gone completely. Left. We have lost Nick.
He gone. I believe so. Now that I've seen
his PC
Rise of Skywalker.
Out. Yes, go ahead.
That means I've seen everything recently except for one.
Which one would that one be?
None.
Huh? Oh, one.
Episode one.
Oh, I thought you were singling out as, except there's one movie I haven't seen, but you haven't seen Phantom Menace then.
I've not. Recently. Oh, obviously, okay. I saw it when it came out.
Okay.
But
you would have been, you would have been young boy when Phantom Menace came out.
11?
Yeah.
12? Yeah.
Wow. Well, nice. I'm glad you're into the Star Wars fold.
Yeah, I've seen them all, Mikey.
You know all the references.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
His computer blue screened.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Matt is chastising Nick for his computer choices. And I am at the bottom of this triple IPA crowler. I have just emptied it out. Listen to that. That's an empty crowler of triple IPA. Thank you very much.
Hey, he's back.
Oh, hi. Nick is back. What happened,
Matt? I make it. Yeah, it went bloody-doo.
It went bloopy boo-boo-boo.
Bloopy-doo.
Did you put a little too much stout in your hard drive?
Yeah, I was trying to find the stout slot.
You start pouring stout on your computer? This will work.
One for me, one for you, right, bro?
Hey, bro.
Homer Simpson. Here you go,
we're
going to
get through this virus together, man.
Yeah.
Big cheers to our golden gods. Yes. They're still there hanging out with us, giving money to the show. And golden gods are our patrons. They give us money, $5, even more. $5 or more.
Even more.
Yeah. We allow that access, $5 or more a month to the show. Wow. And they
all
get
it takes.
In return, they get some extra bonus show in the form of the tailgate, and you get into the forum, the private Facebook group, and you get into the Discord group, and you just get to be cool, man. That's your ticket to be cool.
You'll probably also be invited to the Ultimate Zoom Get Its too.
Ultimate Zoom Get It. Oh yeah. Oh, you should see
so
those
ultimate.
See those Golden God Zooms. Oh my gosh. They are crazy.
It's crazy.
Man, thanks. Big cheers to the Golden Gods. Still hanging out, able to do it. Really, really appreciate it. It helps us greatly, man. Also, cheers to Jinx Baby 1508, to Taps CO2, and the Single Cam Slam, and everybody that shares the show and talks about the show on their own social media, or just to actual other human beings. Once we can talk to other human beings, beings. Remember that. Beans? Remember, like, the first thing you do once this is all over, you're like, man, everyone's like dreaming, like, yeah. First thing I do when this is over, is like, first thing you do is like talk about the perfect boar. Just remember that.
That's right.
That's the first thing you're going to do.
So the first rule about perfect pour is you talk about the perfect pour.
Yeah. Also, choose
to. We're opposite of Fight Club.
Yeah, we're opposite. Like, very much talk about it. Even if you're Brad Pitt, please. Keefisms, our friend Keefisms, is a musician as well. And he's been doing some, he's been playing some guitar and posting some songs on his Instagram. So, friend of ours, Keefisms, make sure you're following him on Instagram. Keefisms. Just, you know, if you've listened to that Paul page and you're just like, I've listened to this Paul page like 80 times already. What else is there? go check out Keefism. I'm going to pass it on to Matt. Bearded Brewery, you have any cheers?
Not planned.
You hate people. You're like, I didn't know this was going to happen. I've only been doing this for 80 years or something. Well, we're going to have a cheers. What's going on? I didn't
plan what is for a cheers?
This. Ooh, is this a new segment, this cheers?
Uh-oh. Cheers out to Brian. He got us beer.
Yeah, that's right.
When other beers aren't necessarily growing legs right now. Yeah. So
he transported when not everyone's transporting.
Maybe some people were like, hey, I can't do it. And that's understandable. And maybe some people are like, oh, they can get anything now in Fresno because everybody's shipping. They don't deserve anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're like, why am I going to send Perfect Pour stuff? They can get it themselves. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Fuck Perfect Pour. They can just send it themselves.
Hey,
don't need us.
From anything from the care emoji to beer dropped off, I appreciate anybody that listens or, yeah, listens to the show or doesn't listen to the show because
don't they appreciate no longer that.
Drive to work. Because they work from home.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever your situation is. Oh,
okay. I'm glad you brought that up, Matt. Because Scotty B was like, I only listen to you guys when I'm driving. And I don't know what to do. Get yourself a Bluetooth speaker, guys. Everyone. I have a Bluetooth speaker. And when I'm in my patio drinking whatever, doing some yard work, skimming the pool, put on a Bluetooth speaker, and sometimes I'm in a music mute. Oh boy. I'm getting through this, guys. Oh boy. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in a music mood.
Keep it together.
And sometimes I'm in a podcast mood, and I'll just throw that up on the Bluetooth speaker. So
why?
If you're somebody that only listens to podcasts on your commute to work or when you're at work, how about get yourself a personal Bluetooth speaker, and then you can start listening to your podcast when you're at home. Okay? Right?
Okay.
Put it on your wish list on Amazon. Maybe a friend of yours will see that and be like, I'm going to buy this guy a Bluetooth speaker because he needs to listen to Perfect Pour at home.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Or girl.
What a girl. What a girl. So Matt's got his cheers. Nick, do you have your cheers?
Did you guys cheer Mr. Florida Steve? He had a birthday this week.
We did not. Please.
And or last week.
Please continue with your cheers.
The curator of the United Craft Beer Forum, or one of our Florida reps, Mr. Florida Steve. Yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Florida Steve. All right. Happy birthday.
He is not driving.
Nope. Why would he want to? Driving overrated.
Over. It's over. Driving nobody drives.
Over. Oh, no. Spike had to end up getting a car.
Yeah.
Spike ended up getting a car. I don't like that. Like finale for Spike.
You know, I used to be angry at a lot of stuff, and now I like a lot of stuff.
That was Rollins in that van.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Now I like a lot of stuff. Oh, man. Well, cheers, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. We enjoy doing the show. This is the episode 354 of The Perfect Pour. So I guess we like it. Done it 354 times.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
What was episode 189? What was that one about?
Oh, that was the taco party.
That's your generic answer for every past episode. That was taco party episode. The famous taco party episode. Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Famous. And like nobody can refute you. They're like, oh, wow, he must know. Yeah. I remember that. That was a good one. That was an awesome one. I agree with your assessment.
I wonder if I could find it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think Google's not smart enough to go. If you go Perfect Pour episode 189, it's not smart enough for that.
That doesn't exist. I'm sorry. Again.
Siri's like, what do you?
Did you mean Four Brewers?
Siri. Did you mean Four Brewers? No, I didn't mean Four Brewers, Siri. Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, 163 was the taco party. Damn.
Oh, you're close. Close enough. Taco party.
But no cigar.
Wow.
Everyone's cool.
I hope Paul picks up on that little thing you just did right there. With the
PerfectPourPod.com/Paul. The beans?
The beans?
Could you guys eat a jalapeno? Like just straight eat one?
Oof. Not raw, pickled maybe.
You're not very Fresno, dude.
I'm not very Fresno.
You'll see me. I'll be there.
You see me.
I'll be there.
Wow.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
Taco party. Wow. Mikey, you're going to like this.
Oh, what?
You're going to like this.
What? This is extra. This is after show.
Episode 189.
All right.
$20 craft beer challenge round two.
Oh, remember when we did that? Wow, we got
to
bring that.
Yeah, we used to take $20 out of the till and go shopping.
Yep.
See who could put together the best mix pack.
Oh, we got to start that again. Ah. Well, yeah, I wonder when we're going to have a guest again. I guess we could just have somebody join in on the Skype.
Yeah, with Skype, we could actually have anybody.
We have anybody. Anybody.
Anybody.
We have
Eddie, as long as they're willing to stay up late.
Eddie Van Halen might show up.
I mean, it's what? It's 3 a.m. on the East Coast. But
maybe a San Diego friend from a San Diego podcast.
Wow.
Interesting.
I think he's hinting at something.
Not that we know anybody.
We're not cool enough for them.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to go on a Fresno podcast.
Brian.
Beer with friends. Oh, wait. What am I talking about?
Subtle.
We know several San Diego podcasts, okay?
Yeah. All of
3B
them.
3B Zine and Andy Beer Show. We know them. They're cool.
What about Beer Night? You know Beer Night?
Beer Night? That's 3B Zine. They switched to Beer Night San Diego. They switched. Because I remember 3B Zine used to be half music. It was like half music show. And then they were like, well, we like beer too much.
We could really get around the beer if we got rid of this music part.
We could have more beer if we would stop talking about music, guys. And everyone's like, all right.
It's musical.
It's musical. Oh, we're still doing the show. I forgot. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
We're driving.
Be safe.
Perfect pour.
Keep driving.
XL.
Don't drive. XL.
Don't drive?
No, don't drive. No driving.
Buffalo.
Stay home. Wash your damn hands.
Stay in Buffalo and wash your hands.
That's right. Don't Buffalo me, Buffalo you.
All right, there. That's it.